Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness. It's amazing. He's got like a Saint shirt on, you know, and then he's got like a Superman thing on his phone. And, you know, it's like,
really?
Oh, I know.
On his phone?
Every time he opens his phone, he just sees this light kind of shine off his phone onto his chest and has a big S on it.
Wow, you know? That's so telling. What do you think he's trying? What's that?
I'm just trying to.
He's trying to visualize. You know that he can leave.
I'm trying to live up this persona that you've painted.
Oh, right,
all
right,
of our listeners.
That's a Bob,
I'm
right.
Like, oh my goodness, I got to do something quick.
When you speak things over people, it happens, man. He's flying around with a cape around here. You know what I'm saying? He is Superman. It's amazing what he's able to do now. He can actually leap a box of copy paper in
Twinkies.
a single bound. And he can eat Twinkies faster than any man on the face of the earth. And he can take his huge beast, his pug, and he can walk him around the yard, and he obeys with the great force of energy.
That's right.
That is water.
By the way, I did get a chance to meet Samson. Now that I thought, man, he's prettier in person. He's a better looking dog in person. And Jiminy, cowlick crickets, what happened there? In the
oh my goodness!
Yeah, I know it.
Wow!
Obviously, he was looking at his pug, and
I just wanted evidence.
Samson, Superman.
Yeah, I was actually holding his pug. It fit in my hand almost, and two hands. Samson. And his name's Samson. He's had several name changes.
Just one.
Confused.
One change.
Confused.
The first name was Demon or something. I don't know what it was. They didn't realize the definition of the word.
Yeah.
He looked it up.
Be careful what you look up.
Wash me, Jesus. Dear God, what do you need to know that? Anyway, so I'm sitting here looking at this dog because I saw a picture of him, and I have to, you know, talk to Jonathan, you know, I'm sorry I called your dog ugly. I should not have said that. But the picture just didn't do it justice. And when I saw it up close, you know, it was better looking than I thought. It's cute. You know, it's cute. But a pug is like, it has all the skin there that could have a longer nose, but it's like it ran into a wall or something, like, boom. You know, and it all kind of went
surgery.
Back. And it's like you could take their nose and just pull it all the way out, like an accordion, and it would just come all the way out. But I tried it. It didn't work. So
It didn't work.
But he's a cute little dog. That was pretty. How big does it get?
Well, it depends how much you feed them. I've seen
really
fat
speaking
ones.
Of that, while I'm talking, I'm actually sitting on this board or something, you know, playing with this dog and talking to Jonathan about the Civil War and different things taking place. And I'm playing with the pug. This other dog walks up, a little small dog.
Uh-oh.
And about a thinner version of a pug, but not a pug. Probably, I don't know, a mutt.
It was like that dog John used to have.
Really?
Yeah, that little rat thing.
No.
That's a whole other story. Let's remind me of that because I want to remember dog.
That one that just disappeared mysteriously.
Oh, hold on, I got to tell you. He said he will grow as big as you feed him. That's what I'm talking about. And so here I am, you know, I'm petting this dog, and Samson, you know, next to Superman.
That's going on there. Yeah. I don't know what's.
And all of a sudden, this other little dog comes up and goes, "Will you pet me? Will you pet me too? Please pet me." And I'm thinking that's somebody's dog in the neighborhood, right? And I reached down and kind of gently just petted him. Of course, I just pet my dog, Max, which could eat both these dogs. And they smelt Max on me. That's probably what they were doing. And so, and that's German Shepherd. And this little girl comes up on her bicycle, right? And so Pat says, "Woman," he like Superman, throws his chest out. "Is this your doggeth?" No, he did.
He goes,
"Yeah, right. His cape is flying in the wind, you know, all this kind of stuff." And Jonathan's rolling his eyes. No, anyway, so no, and she said, "Is this your dog?" And this 8-year-old girl says, "Well, yeah, it was, but not anymore." And it's like, it's still here. It's still in the neighborhood. You know, it's still your dog, little girl. And she says, no. We just got another dog, and we don't have that dog anymore. I'm like, it's here in your neighborhood. And I said, do you feed him? And she said, as cold as can be, no, we don't feed him. I was like, my gosh. Superman rescued his dog. And he goes, it's not my dog.
Well,
so when he talks about how big you'll be, listen, if you're his, you won't grow big because he's not going to feed you much. He'll go, oh, you can fit in about a 4x4. Here's your little grain of food. That's what's going to go on. I could not believe it. This little dog, this little girl, was just cold as can be, just said, nope, we don't feed him. It's like, any empathy here? I mean, the starving dog walking through your neighborhood every day. It's your dog you brought in this neighborhood.
Well, he crawled in your lap.
He did. He really did. And that's when I looked at Pat and said, Superman, you know, you need to feed this dog. You need to feed this dog. So, speaking of dog stories, you know, I had a chance because I hadn't seen Max lately, my dog, who is a rescue shepherd. And I consider myself a rescue too. I don't consider myself Superman. You know, just I'm thankful.
Just Batman.
Just thankful that the Lord reached down and touched me and that I could even be in the shadow of Pat's cape. And I got a chance to go see him. He's staying with my daughter, my son-in-law, Amber and Blake's house, and they love dogs. I mean, they love dogs. And I would go over there and have lunch with them, and Blake comes home and gives his dog a big hug. It's like 15 minutes later, it's like, woo! You love your dog, boy. And I'm thinking, I wanted to hug Max like that, but he's like muddy.
And stinking.
Yeah, and so I went over there, and they have two other dogs. They have two dogs. And, of course, Max is a German Shepherd. And Max was so glad to see me. I'm petting him, you know, and I'm petting him with my dog gloves on because I, you know, he stinketh. And I'm not Superman, you know. I can't do some things I can't do because I was planning on eating some barbecue chicken after that.
Oh, gross.
Ellie. Oh, my goodness. He's repented. Anyway, he's removed the Superman image from his phone now. It's got, like, water drops. So, anyway, so I'm going out here, and Max and I haven't seen each other for a while. And I heard somebody told me that he was depressed. You know, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. My dog is depressed. And he's so, just a good dog. And he's the one that really listens to me. Oh, let me back up a little bit. So Superman was walking his dog the other day, and he was treating him
because
Pat, and he, you know, he was dragging his dog.
It was more
around.
Of a drag.
He was dragging a $300 dog around the yard on a little small dental floss.
How much was that?
Huh?
$300.
Lord help the people that need that. Anyway, so anyway, listen, and of course. You know, you're going to obey Pat. You know, you're gonna do it with a smile.
Superman.
You might as well enjoy this, Mr. Pug. You know, you're going to. And so he was kind of had a rash on the side of his body, but you kind of drug him around the funny. He goes like, I'm going to walk.
Road rash.
Yeah, I'm going to walk. And so he's taught him how to walk on a leash. And so they haven't. Oh, but yeah, he's following. He's walking with you now, right?
Oh, yeah. He has no choice.
He's like, that's right. This is a Superman. And so we can see him on the animal planet soon. Anyway, so.
Dog whisper.
And a dog whisper. That was not dog whispering. I heard that all the way 10 miles away. You pug! You're going to listen to me. Anyway, so that's what all this time, all this money, all this effort, and he's Superman, and he's taught him how to walk, right? So,
wow.
I taught my dog how to just do a couple things. And you can just pat your leg and say, get close. And Max will come around. And he'll rub his body up against your leg and just sit right beside your left leg. And so I just sat there on the log. You know, these dogs are just coming to me from all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Samson. And I patted my leg. Come over here. And he came over there, and he sat beside my left leg.
Mm-hmm.
No,
did he not?
He
sure did.
Yeah. He sure did, man. Yep. I'm the new Caesar. Isn't that the guy's dog trainer's name?
Wow, Dog Whisperer.
Dog Whisperer, that's what it was, the Dog Whisperer. And I thought, this is a really good dog. He said, this is what he said to me in dog language. Please rescue me from this man.
Wow.
He's going to hurt me. He's a giant. I'm just a little small pug. I mean, I already got my nose knocked in already.
Well, I haven't taught him how to walk on a treadmill yet.
Unbelievable.
You haven't?
No.
Oh. So back to Max.
So how do you do that?
Dean's going to have to come over there and help the pug out.
For some reason, we're stuck on dogs for a moment. We're going to stay on dogs. So I go over to see Max, and Max hadn't seen me in a long time, and I'm petting him. And I'm just barely touching him. He's like, I'm like, oh, my goodness. He's just like, I'm just so glad to see you. And he's making all these noises and stuff. And I'm petting him. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's a shepherd dog. He began to show off. I mean, he's been depressed and walking around, sometimes eating his food, sometimes not eating his food. And unlike me, I always eat my food. As a matter of fact, when I'm depressed, I even eat more food. It's amazing how that works. Is your back keeping you from eating? Nope. You got seconds for that? Anyway, so anyway, he starts running around with these dogs and starts chasing them around. And I realized that he was herding, like a shepherd dog, herding them like sheep.
Oh, wow.
And he was putting his head down low. He was nipping but barely touching their feet. And he literally corralled a Doberman and a, I don't know what the other dog is. It's an odd name. I can't think
of it. Is it a Weimaraner?
Yes. There you go. And he corralled them to show me he's a shepherd. And he shepherded those dogs. And he kept them in the area. And he's kind of looking at me and looking back at them. And they try to move. And he bring them back in a little huddle. You know, and I thought, that is so cool. That's what a shepherd does. Mm-hmm. That's what a shepherd of God's people is supposed to do, is that we keep God's people safe from things. And mm-hmm. we keep, you know, and he didn't hurt them. He just kind of nudged them, you know, into this area where he could keep them safe. I thought, wow, that is so cool. What a gift that moment was for me to be able to see, you know, why they call a German shepherd a shepherd, because he shepherds. And remember that shepherds had their dogs that would go out and they would help them shepherd the flock. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were in Israel and they had the dogs there? He was just sitting there on the hill, right? Mm-hmm. The shepherd was. His dogs were sitting by him. And we had, like, we were going to go talk to the sheep.
Yeah. That wasn't happening.
No, yeah, it wasn't happening.
Like,
yeah,
out of there.
You're right. We don't know. And the thing is that it's just so understanding how he compares this, use the analogy to sheep, because he see sheep, because he says that, you know, his sheep know his voice.
That's right. Mm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.